This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
However you're accessing the show, whether you're listening in the car, you're at home, or you're on the app, thank you for listening to Atlanta's number one sports station. It's number one sports show, Dukes and Bell. Guys, the draft is a week away. Next Thursday this time, Mike and I will be down at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. We will be listening and analyzing the reports that are coming in about potential moves and trades and things that are going on, and we will be getting amped up for what the Falcons are going to do. Part of what they're going to do, or at least what we think, is potentially either stay where they're at or they're going to move. Now, why would they move? The only reason, Mike, you move down is if you feel like there's a can't-miss guy that you absolutely have to have, you're willing to make a trade, and you do it, and you go and get that guy and grab him before anybody else can. But if they decide to move back, which is something you have talked a lot about,
right. You
could add picks, which is something I think we need. It's something we don't, haven't done in a while. And you could enhance your draft by adding numbers to it, meaning more picks, more opportunities to get guys that could come in and help you.
Yeah, man, we could maybe even get a second, depending on how far someone's coming up to. 15, where we are, you're not going to get a first-round pick unless someone's coming all the way, up from, it just seems like not likely based on they have this, I know it's nerdy, Carl, but they have this unit breakdown, how many units to get from here to there. We could get a second and a third. We could definitely get that in this year's draft for somebody moving up.
Yeah, I go back and forth.
If somebody's coming from 30, we could conceivably get,
Sure.
You're going to swap first rounders, but can you get, so basically you're getting their first, but can you get a second and a third in this round?
You're going to get some more draft capital. Look, I go back and forth on this, partly due to the fact that, moving back, you're telling me, and this is part of this. I'm going to say this now, and I'll say it probably again next week. Part of if you're going to move back like that, and Mike is using the example of, let's say pick 30, 31, whatever it might be, what they're telling us is they can get the same level of player at that juncture in the draft as they could at 15. That there's nobody that is that special, Mike, that they feel like, hey, we can stay here, and we absolutely have to stay where we're at to get him. We, in fact, can move back 15 spots potentially, and we're just using that as an example. Maybe it's 10, maybe it's 8, and still get the same guy and more value for him. We're not paying him as much, and guess what? We didn't have to give up the 15th pick to do it. So if that's the case, and by the way, we don't know which way this is going to go, which is why we're discussing this. Do they need to stay at 15 or actively seek a trade to either move up or back is something that's going to be discussed because, again, if you feel like one of these edge rushers outside of Abdul Carter, Abdul, everybody else, Mike, if you feel like one of these guys is a game changer, I've been saying this, don't wait. Go make sure you get this guy. But I think a lot of people feel like, hey, a lot of this is even. And what I can do at 15, I could probably do at 20 or 25.
Right. Now, where do you value Mykal Williams, who worked out for them yesterday, had a private workout today, along with Jalen Walker up there in Athens? But by the way, latest mock draft from NFL Network, for what it's worth, this is from Mark Ross. He's got us at 15, taking Mykal Williams.
I believe it.
He's also got Shedeur Sanders falling to the Raiders at 6, which means All those things are sort of true, at least certainly those teams that are picking after Cleveland. But that's the thing. If the Giants don't take Shedeur Sanders, Jacksonville has sunshine. New England has got their guy in Drake May, right? The Raiders have a stopgap, but they got Geno.
Yeah.
And they're giving Geno good money. So that's why you could say the Jets then become, they're doing Justin Fields, but they're not locked in with that, despite what Justin would tell you. So anyway, interesting sidebar that maybe Shedeur Sanders does fall. But I would love to see us stand pat at 15 and just go get Mikael Williams. Because if you feel you can trade down and somebody's not going to snake you and the Cowboys are more interested in wide receiver than edge rush.
Or running back.
Right. The 49ers are not going to go. They've been linked to Jahad Campbell,
yep.
the Alabama linebacker. The Dolphins like Jalen Walker if he falls to them too, by the way. Dolphins also like Mikael Williams, as do a number of other teams after us. That's why it's risky to your point about trading, not going, moving up, but trading down.
Yeah, the Jets are interesting because there's been no talk, no link whatsoever to the Jets or any of these quarterbacks. There just hasn't. And that doesn't mean that they won't take one, but I also think Aaron Glenn, who's the new head coach there, knows, hey, I got to build and make sure my foundation is set. That's what we did in Detroit. They went offensive line, Mike. Think about how Detroit was built. And you know, Brad Holmes, the general manager there, he came from L.A. He worked in L.A. for a long time and helped build that Super Bowl team. And then he goes to Detroit and says, first of all, we got to get a quarterback. When everybody said, well, who are you going to go get? And they made the trade with L.A., and then he started building. I think Aaron Glenn and the new regime there in New York, that's an interesting pick because you're talking about where Shedeur could go and how that might play out. For us, It's simple. We know what the needs are. Do you just stay put and see if somebody's willing to make a deal with you? And I think that's the best option.
Right.
There's no reason, and I'm just saying this, there's no reason to move into the top 10. There just isn't. There isn't that game-changing type of talent. All these guys are first-round grades, but there is no reason to go, hey, we're going to go from 15 to 8. We don't need to do that. But, Mike, some of these teams that may want to jump in here, and depending on the activity that happens on positions, right, they may want to come get our 15th pick, and then we can do business.
See, that's the thing. You know, you might not necessarily believe, other than Abdul Carter, that you got guys here that you feel are going to be getting a gold jacket. See, there's a lot of juice about these offensive linemen. Everything I've read about, all the top five offensive linemen are guys that they project to be like 10-year starters in the league. The guys are going to be like the bedrock, you know, kind of like what the Cowboys were able to pull off. One of the things that Jerry Jones got right over the years. Are we in the mix for a time? See, I'm not going to die on that hill, but you know, I'll be in the foothills on this. I still think there's a 1 in 5, 1 in 10 chance, however you want to quantify it, that we maybe still kick the tires on a tackle. Because they believe so much in the guys they've already drafted that we've never seen.
The only way, this is how I feel, the only way that happens is if we acquire additional picks. And then the other thing is, it ain't happening in the first two picks. It's not going to happen. They're not drafting an offensive lineman, I believe, in the first two picks. Now, if they do, Mike, that sends a hell of a message. If they were to draft, let's just say, the defensive player, pick your guy, 15th overall. We turn around and our next pick is an offensive tackle. That's sending the message, okay, we do not trust what we currently have. And we were so concerned about it that we went early in this draft to go get him. And it also tells us what? That we really trust what we have on defense. Because as much as we've been talking about upgrading the defense and the owner saying, hey, defense, the draft will be focused on defense. The owner said that. Mike and I didn't say that. The owner said it. And you go offensive line, you're screaming you trust all these guys that are coming off of injury, and you feel like the guys that we don't know if they can play or not are going to be very good players for you.
The most, now again, I don't know, when you look at these mock drafts, and a lot of folks are looking at them, and they'll send text to us, or we get, you know, stuff on social media. Look what this is. Well, this is just a guy who works for NFL Networks. Now, some of these guys are former players.
Sure, sure.
And these guys are experts.
Well, they're just like you with this stuff.
But it's not like, I don't think us drafting Shamar Stewart on one of these NFL mock drafts, NFL Network, is because that guy who did the mock draft has an insight into Flowery Branch.
I agree.
They're just throwing some opinions out there. Oh, we need line help. This guy kind of fits a 3-4, you know, and then...
That's what a lot of this is.
That's all. So don't look at that and say, ah, they got the insight. No, they're throwing darts like everybody else.
Yeah. And by the way, the Falcons aren't the only team to keep it close to the vest. I mean, most of these teams are. The thing about the first overall pick, especially usually when you're in that position like the Titans, is it becomes blatantly obvious. And then you start saying, all right, yes, they have options, but it's a quarterback league. Let's not fool ourselves. It's why we did what we did last year, even though some of you still hate it. So the idea that, like, the Titans are going to fool somebody, being at one is different. But, Mike, when you get to 15 to 20 and the late part of the first round, nobody really knows exactly what player they're going to go after, and it all depends on who's left out there. 404-726-0929. What do you guys think? You want to stay at 15? We're asking you a week out from the draft. Today is Thursday. We are literally on this next Thursday. We'll have all of your coverage. We're going to have late-night coverage. Nobody covers the NFL draft and the Falcons like us.
We will be live from Mercedes-Benz, guys, next Thursday. By the way, first round, Roger Goodell does all that stuff. And then in the second round, they have star players. It's Keith Brooking.
Okay.
Who's living down Savannah way, or actually in South Carolina. But Keith Brooking is going to be the veteran or star picker for the Falcons. And I guess our buddy the Predator has gotten back in some good graces with the Jets. When the Jets pick in the second round, John Abraham.
Very nice.
Will be making the announcement for Gangrene, which I thought was interesting.
Well, look, he's a heck of a player. He's a good dude. Mike and I were just talking about him. So that's good, man. I'm glad that that has happened for him.
Now, the other story today, and it's funny, a couple of guys hit us up on the text line going, I'm so sick of Aaron Rodgers. He went on Pat McAfee. We'll play some audio for you later in this hour. But the only reason we're interested is if the Steelers eventually either throw up their hands or Aaron Rodgers decides to retire or just for whatever reason not sign with Pittsburgh. I don't know how you go meet with Arthur Smith and the staff for 6 hours and then you still can't commit to it one way or the other. But the only reason I bring it up is if there's any way in God's green earth to get Kirk Cousins off this roster, that would only be if Pittsburgh doesn't get traction in the draft for a quarterback and maybe they want Kirk Cousins. That's the only reason we're interested in what Aaron Rodgers
is doing. I think they're going to draft one. If Rodgers hasn't committed to them by next Thursday, which there's no reason to, he can sit and wait and see if they're going to do that and then make his decision. But, Mike, I think that the Steelers at 21 are going to potentially draft one. That's where I'm at. But the Rodgers stuff today, I think the main thing is that he's still undecided. Like, he's not saying, I'm all in 100%, I want to play football, to also say, well, I'm still not sure and I could retire. Well,
my focus has been and has been and will continue to be on my personal life.
Okay, so you're on the fence. You remain to be on the fence. Nothing has changed as far as his decision-making, but we'll let you hear some of the other things he had to say coming up here in just a little bit. When we come back, though, we've been talking about it all day. It's an off day for our Braves. They are back home tomorrow. What's going on with this hitting?
Mm.
And can we put our finger on something that we've talked about on this show in regards to leadership? And just keeping the locker room and the clubhouse loose. We'll explain next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What's wrong with the Braves? It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And I don't say that lightly. Look, the season is far from over, but we are not playing our best baseball. We know that. Yesterday, 19 strikeouts. That's a number I can't even make up, Mike, to say, oh, well, guess how many times? You serious? 19 times? We're not hitting consistently. The lineup right now, up and down, it doesn't matter. Pick your guy. Is not getting it done. And so Mike and I have been trying to put our finger on, all right, what is exactly wrong? We asked you earlier to express your frustrations. And, guys, you did at 404-726-0929. But, Mike, as we talk about what's missing, because that's really what we're saying here, right? The talent is there. This is the same core group, guys, that 2 years ago was hitting the cover off the ball. What is missing, Mike?
Well, I think a couple of things. First off, you missed Kevin Seitzer. He was with a lot of these guys as they came through their development.
This
remember,
is true.
Seitzer was with the team for like 10 years. I'm not joking around. I'm not being a wise ass about this. He basically came up with Snitker in the system, and he knew Snit. He knew a lot of these guys. He helped develop them. And I just thought, you know, when you have the greatest hitting team in Braves history in 2023, and you have a year later, you fire the guy? And Hires is a great hitting coach, too. He was part of the Rangers World Series team, right? But that's one part of it. The bigger thing, and this is one, as we said yesterday, that you can't put a stat on it, you can't quantify it, but it's just the where's the balls? Where's the voice? Where's the guy who's setting the tone when things aren't going well? Well, you and I have been asking about this for 2 years now. And give a credit to Dave O'Brien, because we're on the air 2-7, rarely get a chance if ever to be in the Braves clubhouse.
That's true.
So I can't tell you, I can't come on the air and say, you know, I was in the clubhouse when I wasn't. I mean, there are guys in this town who will lie about stuff like that. We don't do that on this show. But anyway, having not been in the clubhouse recently, my not to name names, but my spidey sense tells me they're missing some leadership. Well, David O'Brien, who's in there every day, he just tweeted this about a half hour ago. Dave from The Athletic says, going to share something I told a friend. Braves absolutely miss Ron Washington and have since the spring of 2024. Dave writes, this team doesn't have a loud, swaggering player who's a leader and keeps it loose, yelling profanities and wisdom all the time. Wash was that, like no coach I've known. That old school piece that we just don't have, and I don't hear it. That's why I was so happy to hear Matt Olson say, this blank's got to stop. You know, somebody show some emotion.
I mentioned this, Mike, about Wash and how he interacted with guys, and it made him, you know, feel, and I see we use the term loose, but just made him not necessarily think about the day, the pitcher they're facing. You need that. It can't all be business. And I mentioned this a few weeks ago about what I knew, not what I heard, and how Wash went about his business and talking to guys and dealing with them. And Eric Young as well. I mean, you know, those two guys were two peas in a pot, which is why they left, and they went out to Los Angeles. It may not work out there, Mike, because that's not an organization that's committed to winning.
Off to a nice start this year.
Well, yeah, better. But, you know, they don't have all the pieces. But the fact of the matter is, do you agree with that? Do you think that is the missing element right now?
Well, I mean, there's a number of things that are missing right now. You're missing Ronald Acuna. You're missing Jerickson Profar. You know, you got a bunch of guys that are just not, you know, playing clutch. But when things are, I mean, when things aren't going well, again, this is stuff in time immemorial in baseball. There's always been one of those guys. And I do think, and it was funny, one of our callers brought it up earlier today about like what Jock Peterson was. You know, I mean, it's funny. Josh Donaldson was so not a Braves player because we're so corporate and buttoned down. That's just never, like, I know that people don't get my drift when I go down this road, but the Braves are very corporate and buttoned up. They've always have been. So that's what I ask when things are going rough or things aren't going well. Who's in there shaking things up? Hey, guys, let's get our head out of our, whatever. Let's do something different. Change it up. Somebody, who's that voice? And that's what David O'Brien just said. Hey, that guy doesn't exist on this team.
So what's funny about what you're saying is in 21, that wasn't the vibe. The vibe was I'm a man and I'm going to wear pearls to the ballpark.
Right.
Right. The vibe was Eddie.
We are those blanks.
Correct.
Right? Remember that?
It was that. That's not buttoned up. And to your point.
No, but that's what I'm saying. That was so unbrave for them to do it.
Yes. That is not buttoned up. That is we are loose. We're fun. We're going to have fun. And you had enough guys that came across to the fan base. Right now, I do think guys are pressing. And why wouldn't you be? We've only won 5 games. I mean, like I said this, the Rockies are the worst team in Major League Baseball. They've got 3 wins. We've got 5.
You know what they did?
What'd they do?
Fired their hitting instructor.
Really? Already?
I kid you not. Helsley Bam Bam Mullins fired by the Rockies as their hitting instructor.
Wait, see, this is what I'm talking about. I mean, that's not going to do it. The Rockies are just not a good team.
No, but I mean, here in Atlanta, though, the hitting instructor always is the sacrificial lamb.
Yeah.
Well, a guy like Seitzer, who's really good at it.
Somebody's got to go. Somebody's got to go. I'm not saying somebody has to go right now, but Mike, in those situations when you have the worst record in the league and you start off like this, somebody's got to pay the price. What do you guys think is missing? That's what we're asking you. 404-726-0929. If anything, I keep hearing we're going to, you know, it's going to get hot. We're going to catch on and this is going to, we're going to snap to. When? When is it going to happen? Do we have to wait till Ronald Acuña gets back for that to happen? I mean, like that's, if you're telling me that's what's gonna get us back on track, I don't know, man. I just feel like right now it's up and down the lineup, and you saw it against Toronto. Again, I would not have guessed, hey, by the way, Braves are going to play Toronto in the season, series-ending game, and they're going to strike out 19 times. The top two guys in the lineup are going to strike out, what, 8 times each?
Well, I mean, when's the last time you had a team that, you know, goes – look at the arc from 2023.
4 times.
The core of this team is here. Now, we're still missing Ronald Acuña. I get that. We went back and looked at the numbers. I mean, you got Austin Riley. You got Albies. The guys that were there in 23, the only guy missing, Rosario, was here. Ozuna is temporarily out. But, you know, Ozuna's been one of the few guys doing his job. But, I mean, the core group of the guys, RC actually batted 250 that year.
Yep.
You know, I mean, he was really, I mean, the whole team was raking. And good hitting was contagious. Now, I don't know what happened in 24. A lot of folks felt the dead ball hurt the Braves more than anybody because of our home run pop. I don't know, perhaps. But this is where when you're literally lost because there's no reason, nothing can explain why we're so bad at hitting. You need something that you need something in that clubhouse. You need some X factor. You need somebody to do something. You know? Hell, man. You know, I don't care, man. Do a hot foot, Carl. I mean, you know, do anything. I mean, somebody do something, right? But when you don't have any voices that are comfortable in that role, then that vacuum isn't filled.
And it seems like it's not right now. I don't know if it will be, but Mike, I do think you're right about this. And right now, that role, whoever it is,
right.
We don't know. But whoever it is, it's not being filled.
I mean, for instance, okay, we're in a really bad like run of baseball right now. Okay. You know, Schwellenbach, you know, didn't have his best stuff. The third time around, they kind of got to him. And Saylor's been struggling. This is why I bellyache and I moan about more pitching. So the next game coming up is the Twins.
Yes.
Who's on the bump for the Braves? Bryce Elder.
Yeah.
That's not great. That's not a great proposition when things aren't going well. A guy you know is not going to go deep and is probably going to give up a couple of runs that you can't match.
By the way, Twins are not bad. These next few series, I mean, they're a 7-win team, but the fact is that this doesn't get easier for us with the Twins coming in, and then I think we have the Cards. Nevertheless.
By the way, I joked with Day-Day today. I said, we checked all my boxes. Every one of my pet peeves the last 10 years. Urban Meyer, Tush-Push, the Braves hitting instructor, and now, of course, not enough pitching for the Braves. And Aaron Rodgers. Carl, I think we're 5-for-5 on all my triggers today.
Well, listen, it's easy when the teams are playing like this and all the storylines have to do with guys that you despise. That's easy. I will say this. 26 in RBIs. That's what our rank is.
Oh,
that's terrible. With this team, with this lineup, with these guys, 26th in the league. That, again, you can talk about the pitching, but guys, the reason we have not won, the reason why we have not won consistently, or why we shouldn't win or haven't won the way we should, we don't hit. We haven't hit. There are two fundamental things that have happened, at least up to this point in the season: leaving runners in scoring position, runners on base, and strikeouts. Those two things go hand in hand, and that's why we're 26 in the league, as Day-Day was just telling me, in Major League Baseball. That's not going to get it done.
Well, and one of our callers earlier today, we were talking about, you know, what's going on, and he was kind of losing the faith with Michael Money Harris. And I've kind of thrown some comments in the last couple of days, and I said earlier, Carl gives me sort of like the rock, the people's eyebrow. Right? He just did it again when I mentioned Money Harris. Now, we can debate what a leadoff hitter is supposed to be in 2025, but you realize Money Harris has got 67 at-bats. He's only got 3 walks.
Yeah.
You know, and again, sometimes Ozzy will rotate in versus lefty-righty, but a leadoff hitter, nowadays, as you guys know, it's walk or hit a home run.
Work
or occasionally strike out. Yeah. But I'm just saying, that's where Money Harris is maybe just better always served in the bottom of the lineup. And as Acuna gets back, he's back up top, obviously.
Well, I'll say this before we move on, Mike, and that is, this is why I don't point the finger at Snit. How can you go from being able to maneuver the lineup that he did in our World Series year, and even the years after, where he has been able, Mike, to make magic with the guys that have been brought in, and now all of a sudden he doesn't know what he's doing? I think you're misguided there. And I think Snit, even on this road trip, you go back the last week or so, he's been trying to adjust this lineup accordingly, Mike. They just haven't hit. It doesn't matter who's leading off. It's been Ozzy. It's been Money. It doesn't matter. So from that standpoint, Snit is doing everything he can. I know the staff is doing everything they possibly can. At some point, the players are going to have to do what they need to do.
Right. I mean, I never thought I'd – first of all, I really didn't know much about Jerickson Profar. I mean, I knew he was pretty good last year for the Padres.
You think we're missing him?
Well, I mean, I tell you what. Drugs, whatever he was doing, you know. I don't know what kind of stuff he's putting in his body, but, man, we could have used some of that right now, man.
Yeah. Well, if he hit like he did with the Padres, we certainly could have used it. All right, coming back, we'll let you hear from Aaron Rodgers. First time he spoke. Talking about his decision, his NFL future, his contract demands, what happened with the Jets. Stay there. It's Dukes and Bell.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Look, there's always a connection to our team. And of course, when it comes to the Falcons, the one thing that's unresolved, at least in many of our minds, is what's going to happen with Kirk Cousins. Maybe he is, in fact, the backup. I keep looking to June 1st. We will see if he is a post-June 1 cut. It still will cost the Falcons a lot of money, but come on. Mike, today, Aaron Rodgers spoke on the Pat McAfee Show for the first time. The reason why this is important is because if Rodgers retires or doesn't play, what's it mean for us?
There's only maybe one team left that maybe we could dump Kirk Cousins out of. That would be the Pittsburgh Steelers if they can't either move up or whatever their intentions are in the draft. If they're going to try to find their quarterback that way, they probably still want somebody, you know, as a veteran. And unfortunately, Kirk Cousins has gone on record as, I don't want to be in a team where there's drafting a quarterback. So I don't know. But that's why we keep flogging the Aaron Rodgers thing, because I presume the Browns are satisfied with Flacco and the other wash-ups they got out there in Cleveland.
Yeah. Rodgers today addressing a bunch of different things. One of the things that people have been saying is, well, he wants a boatload of money. He's saying that's not true. Listen to what he said he told teams that he's spoken with.
I don't have any leaks. I have a very tight circle. I'm not out there putting shit out just to put shit out. That's just not how I operate. There's been a lot of people assuming they have information about me. That's just not true. I've been straight up with these teams from the start about where I was at, you know, starting with the money thing. You know, I told every single one of the teams I talked to, you know, they ain't about the money. I play for 10 M's. You know, I don't care. I never once said I need a multi-year deal, $30, $40 million. That's absolute bullshit. I said I'd play for 10. Yeah, whatever.
He'll play for 10.
I believe that when I see it.
Yeah, man, look.
But okay,
yeah,
you said it.
Yeah, those are contract demands that allegedly were out there. What about where Rodgers is? Why is he contemplating all of this, Mike? Whether I want to play or maybe just sit at home. Here's what he said about where he is in life.
From the jump, it's, you know, I'm in a different phase of my life. I'm 41 years old. I'm in a serious relationship. I have off the field stuff going on that requires my attention. I have personal commitments I made, not knowing what my future was going to look like after last year, that are important to me. And I have, you know, a couple of people in my inner circle who are really battling some difficult stuff. So I have a lot of things that are taking my attention and have beginning in really January away from football. That's been where I've been focusing, most of my attention on.
Okay. I mean, people have things going on in their lives. He's a human being.
Yes.
I give you that.
Yeah.
I got a kick out of what Josina Anderson shot back at. She goes, with all due respect, she goes, Aaron Rodgers perhaps should check on how Joe Douglas, the former Jets general manager, feels after signing many of his friends.
That's right.
That he demanded be signed, and Robert Saleh, who is the subject of several hit pieces, both of whom lost their jobs before carrying on about this. Lost their jobs, yes, for multiple reasons, but let's zoom out and have a macro and self-awareness in this, too. The question of the day really pertains to leaks. Talking about, you know, Aaron uses leaks to get information out there, but doesn't like it when leaks come out back on him.
It's a great point.
Great point, Josina.
It is. And he said, by the way, look, he had great conversations with the Giants. They signed Russ, and they signed Jameis. He said, Brian Daboll has a, quote, beautiful football mind. He also said Kevin O'Connell with the Vikings. Oh, he's a friend of mine. Vikings haven't closed the door, Mike, but they are committed to J.J. McCarthy, and they've said as much, but this is not like set in stone. I don't know what else J.J. McCarthy has to do to prove to the Vikings he's the guy. But the Steelers' job is the one where everybody says, okay, that makes sense. And Rodgers says he's spoken to Mike Tomlin many times in addition to his visit to the team facility. So here's the other thing. Why were you playing catch with DK Metcalf, who just ended up being a Steeler? And it's like, remember we talked about this. There was that footage that was out there, and Mike and I talked about it. It's like, oh, that's coincidence. Here's how Aaron Rodgers described how that all went down.
With this whole process, and part of it is talking to a guy like DK. And let me just say this. What a great dude. What a great dude who loves football. And, I mean, what a specimen this guy is. I was laughing with him because, I said, where do you work out? Because I've been working out at Proactive here for a long time, even rocking the Proactive gear and that shirt. And he goes, oh, UCLA. I said, what time do you work out? He said, 6 a.m. I said, you got anybody else working out with you? He said, they last a few weeks at most, but then they awesome. Taper off because nobody wants to work out that early. And then when we were throwing, I said, hey, can it not be 6 a.m.? You know, I got to drive. PCH is closed. So we threw it, we met at 8 in the morning, which is much nicer than 6. But yeah, I've had a few conversations with DK. And
okay, so now you know why that mystery solved. He was out there because Aaron is man enough to get up early and work, not at 6, but at 8 with DK Metcalf. The other thing that came out of this today, the McAfee interview, and I thought this was kind of jive. I don't know. We know a bunch of guys who've worked and played with Aaron Glenn,
sure.
You know, who's the DC with the Lions, and you know him personally.
Yes, yes.
And now Aaron, of course, is the head coach of the Jets. Listen to this. It's a short version of it. I'll give you the longer, some of the things that he left out. But Aaron Rodgers basically makes Aaron Glenn just sound like an incompoop. He apparently flew to the work to meet with the general manager and the coach with the Jets. Take a listen.
I think we're going to have this long conversation. I've flown across the country. And 20 seconds in, he goes, I mean, literally, I'm talking to the GM about something, and he leans to the edge of his seat and goes, so do you want to play football? And I was like, yeah, I'm interested. And he said, we're going a different direction at quarterback. And I said, and I was kind of shocked. Now, not shocked because I didn't think that was a possibility. Listen, of course, they want to move on. That's totally fine.
Okay, now that's his version of the events. I'm curious, New York media is going to be all over this with Aaron Glenn when they get an opportunity to speak to him. Carl, what do you think?
I can just tell you my experiences with AG is he's an upfront and honest dude. It wouldn't surprise me if it went down like that. Like, honestly, the best way to see someone's intentions is to look them in the face. And I think AG, they flew him out there because the other way to do this, Mike, is to text him and say, hey, by the way, Aaron, and what does that look like? We're going to go in a different direction with quarterback. We know, you know, you really want to come back, but hey, we apologize. We're going to go in a look him in the face and say, you really want to play? Yeah. Well, Aaron said he's interested. Aaron did not say, even in his own words, I am committed to the Jets and I want to be here and this is the place that I want to make a change. Yeah, I'm interested. Okay, we're going to go in another direction. So, Mike, I feel like this is probably more accurate of what happened, but we'll see. If AG says, no, that's not exactly what happened, we talked to him for 30 minutes, and then at that point, I leaned in my seat and said, we're going in a different direction, not 2 minutes into the conversation.
Yeah, he also, I mean, we don't have it in the soundbite that Oren had there, but in the article that's attributing to what he said on Pat McAfee's show, that midway through the conversation, Aaron Glenn gets up and runs out of the A grown man runs out of the room. I mean, what, just throwing shade at everybody.
Correct. Yeah.
I really want to see him get back on the field and see his head knocked off his body. Is that wrong?
No, that
sounds
violent.
I'm sick of this self-involved turd.
That's very violent.
I mean, just like, I get it. And I said this to Carl earlier. You know, we talked to guys who say, you know, as soon as the season's over, you know, if you're a veteran, you just want to retire. The day after the last game, that's it. Your playoffs are done. Yeah, and I get that. Guys go through, they recharge the batteries. But I mean, are we going to go to like Aaron Rodgers' version of Hamlet? To be or not to be? You know, just, all right, we got to listen. All right. Okay, and the only reason is we said because we have like a 0.11 or 0.01 chance of maybe getting Kirk Cousins off the books if we can find a team dumb enough to trade for him, and the Steelers are probably the only guys.
Yeah.
And they're in limbo waiting for him. How do you have a 6-hour meeting with Arthur Smith, go over film and stuff with the Steelers, and you're still monkeying around with this decision?
He met everybody in the building. It wasn't just one guy. Like, hey, let me give you the tour. This is the weight room. It wasn't that way, guys. He met everybody that he needed to meet, owner all the way down. Hung out, asked all the questions he needed to ask, and he even admitted, Mike, he said, look, I had a good meeting with the Steelers. But the point is, he's not ready to make a commitment. And this is what's interesting. Like, So when are you going to be? You want to see how the draft plays out before you make the decision of where you might want to go? Even after the draft, what if he says, well, you know what, I'm just going to sit and wait and see what opportunities come my way. Well, guess what? Quarterback gets hurt. There's no guarantee that team's going to be a contender.
You think he'll be better this year with a full year coming off the Achilles like Cousins maybe? I don't know. He did throw for 28 touchdowns last year. The yardage was way down. Jets did run the football a lot last year. A lot of our guys in the text line say, screw Aaron Rodgers, he's washed anyway.
He might be.
But when you see the fickle nature of the quarterback position and you see some of the, you know, the dudes that are going to be backing up, I mean, that's where, you know, he maybe says, hey, the 49ers, for instance, he's, you know, Northern California guy, the 49ers, Brock Purdy gets hurt. He can come to the rescue. And go to, I mean, I don't know if I think the 49ers are a team in flux, if I'm honest, with the turnover on that roster and the injury issues with Christian McCaffrey. But, I mean, that's just an example. Or Matthew Stafford goes down for the Rams, heaven forbid. You know, maybe that's where he thinks he can plug in.
Let me ask you this about, you talk about Aaron Glenn with the fresh start and however it went down. As a new head coach, you come in to a guy that was given, you said it, everything by the previous general manager, signing your boys, keeping people around that probably should have been fired. Don't you think that at some point you're going to be undermining your leadership as a new head coach? That's something you got to think about. And I think I'm not.
And again, the way that Aaron Rodgers on that Netflix documentary portrays it, it's like literally like guys get out there and win one for the Gipper. Meanwhile, you find out half the locker room hated his guts.
Yeah, I think that's something that you have to think about as a new head coach.
The other thing, and we left this part out. It was kind of funny in the conversation with McAfee's guys today. He mentioned when he did take his visit to Pittsburgh. I mean, everybody and their uncle knew he was going to Pittsburgh. He decided he'd rent a Chevy Malibu.
Oh yeah,
because cool. he wanted to do this Sub Rosa, as they say, an espionage, Carl. So basically, yeah, I mean, again, he could have had a driver in a Range Rover. It doesn't matter. He's going to show up at the Pittsburgh, you know, Steelers headquarters at some point. But either way, he put that out there in the story.
That's crazy. All right, man. We got to get out of the way. Tomorrow, by the way, we are going to hear from Trae Young. We'll hear from Coach Quinn Snyder. Hawks, big game tomorrow. It's win or go home against the Miami Heat. You'll hear it right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Again, pregame's at 6:30. Tips at 7, really 7:05, but that's going to happen tomorrow here on the show. And then also, we're going to continue to dive into the NFL draft. Next week, I'm just telling you, draft experts all and up and down this show as we get ready for next Thursday. Excited, Mike. It's a great time of year, man.
Right. And again, you know, like we did last year and the years before, we try to give you every single angle. We've talked edge rush. We've talked corner. We've talked safety. We even talked tackle. And again, now just a matter of these guys. I'd love to be a fly on the wall up there at Flowery Branch, see what that whiteboard looks like.
No doubt. All right. Big O, great job as always behind the glass and running the board for us, Day-Day Executive Producing. Tomorrow we're back at you, 2 o'clock right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chris is coming up at 6. Stay right here. It's Dukes and Bell.